Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari. Laba Girivaradhari Yasoda Nandana Braj Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braj Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vandachari
Yamuna Tira Vandachari
Yamuna Tira Vandachari
Yamuna Tira
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Paramahamsa Parivarjakacharya Astotra Sishma His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Premsikoho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Arvaita Gadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhan Ki Jai Navadip Mayapur Dhan Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dhan Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Tosvay Ki Jai Samayada Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Hare Krishna Mai Mantra Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Prasadam Seva Ki Jai Govara Premanandi Hari All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Adigato dadhyan asvibhyam brahmanishkalam Yadva ashvisido nama tayor amaratam vyadhat. Okay, word line for line by line.
What
I'm sorry. What isn't this the Srimad Bhagavatam?
You first read.
First read the Prabhupada Lamrita.
Oh,
I thought this was okay.
And the text number anywhere, Prabhupada, that you were reading?
6953. Sorry about that. I forgot. I didn't know that the Prabhupada Lamrita was read every day. And this chapter 4 of the Prabhupada Lilamrita, page 108. Yeah. On Srila Prabhupada's appearance day morning, he went up the hill in the pavilion to speak. It was a beautiful late summer's day, and he sat on the stage on a red vyasasan beside the deities of Radha Damodar and Lord Jagannath. In addition to hundreds of his disciples, hundreds of guests were also present, the entire audience numbering about 1,000. The festival was a newsworthy turnout of the Hare Krishna movement, and reporters from the New York Times and other newspapers were on hand, along with television film crews. Prabhupada spoke, explaining how although an observer might misunderstand the devotee's worship of their spiritual master, no one should think that the spiritual master was presenting himself as God. Prabhupada compared the spiritual master to a tax collector. As the tax collector collects money only on behalf of the king, so the spiritual master receives honor, but on behalf of Lord Krishna. Everyone should serve and bow down to the Supreme Lord. And the spiritual master comes and, quote, collects, unquote, obeisances and worship on behalf of God, who accepts any sincere worship of the spiritual master as an offering to himself.
Can you read it one more time again?
The last two sentences. Okay. As the tax collector collects money only on behalf of the king, so the spiritual master receives honor, but on behalf of Lord Krishna. Everyone should serve and bow down to the Supreme Lord, and the spiritual master comes and collects, quote-unquote, obeisances, and worship on behalf of God, who accepts any sincere worship of the spiritual master as an offering to himself. Prabhupada ended his lecture and a great festival climaxed the day and a half of fasting. Prabhupada then returned to the backyard of his little house where he talked with some of the devotees. Hridayananda Goswami recalls. Prabhupada was taking his massage and sitting on a straw mat outside his cabin. Suddenly, two little kittens appeared by his mat, and they were rolling around, tumbling. They were wrestling, tumbling, rolling around and around. Immediately, I thought, oh, they are contaminated. I have to get them away. The cats actually tumbled right onto Prabhupada's mat. They rolled in a little furry ball right over to Prabhupada's feet. Prabhupada began tickling them under their chins. He was laughing, rubbing under their chins. Then he turned to me, sort of in a very jolly mood, and said, "Just see, even here there is love." Shruta Kirti recalls, "I was in charge of the kitchen. I was in charge of the kitchen, so I was too busy to see Prabhupada at all. He was there for a week, and practically the whole time I didn't get to see him. I was so upset. I was doing all this service and I had no opportunity to see Prabhupada, always cooking until midnight. I felt so bad. So the day before Prabhupada left, Kirtanananda Maharaj came up to me and said, "So, you are going to be Prabhupada's servant." I said, "Oh no, this is wonderful. No, this is terrible." I was so worried. Then he said, "You'll be leaving tomorrow morning to go to Pittsburgh." I thought, wow, that was quick. I didn't know anything about it. The following morning, Kirtanananda Maharaj brought me over to the farmhouse Prabhupada was staying at. He took me into Prabhupada's room and said, "This is Shrutakirti. He is going to be your servant." Prabhupada looked, and I paid my obeisances. Kirtanananda Maharaj said, "He cooks very well, Prabhupada." And Prabhupada said, "That's very good. But he hasn't massaged," Maharaj said. I had never done it before in my life." And then Prabhupada said, "That's all right. Anybody can massage. It is very easy." Satyanarayan recalls, "I was with a group of devotees. We would travel around the country in an old bus preaching. On the bus we had deities, a kitchen, and a shower. Prabhupada was outside of his cabin when we drove up in the bus. When he came on the bus, we received him just as in a regular temple, and we gave him charanamrita. He looked at everything and said that there should be hundreds of buses like this. It wasn't such a big event for him, but he really liked it." Satsrup Das Goswami recalls, "I saw different leading devotees go down to that house to see Srila Prabhupada on important business. I had no important business that hadn't been answered by him in letters. But I began to feel anxious that I was not going to him while others were. Finally, one day, my anxiety grew so great that I decided I would go and see His Divine Grace. When I arrived at the door of the house, Prabhupada's servant gladly let me in, and in a moment I was seated before Srila Prabhupada. He was seated to take his massage. I expressed to Srila Prabhupada that I had no very urgent questions to ask him in particular, but that I had become anxious to see him, and so I had come. Prabhupada replied that I should know better than to come to him out of such anxiety. He said he had already answered everything in his books. Actually, this was very inspiring. On the one hand, he was telling me that as an older devotee, I should be assured that by studying his books, everything was there. Not that out of anxiety, I should feel a lacking and on an impulse have to personally see my guru. But then, since I was in his presence, Srila Prabhupada asked me, 'What are you doing?' When Srila Prabhupada said that, I got the strange impression that he was regarding me in the proper place as a tiny fool. Here I had just been initiated sannyas, and I was coming before Prabhupada with my assistant and asking for his attention. Now that I had asked for his attention, he gave me a surveillance glance. And by his question, he seemed to imply that I was doing nothing or very, very little to spread Krishna consciousness. That was how I interpreted his question, quote, 'What are you doing?' unquote. I replied that I was according to the instructions that I had received from him in a letter, going from temple to temple in my zone and implementing his desire that the students there study Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning class. I had previously felt very confident that I was exactly following direct orders I had been given in a letter from him. But to my surprise, in that room in New Vrindavan, he began to tell me that visiting temples was not the most important thing. He said that he was pleased with the program of Vishnujan Maharaj, who was traveling on a bus, and he said I should do like that. I immediately replied, "Then your instruction that I should go to the different temples is not very important. I should take a bus." And Srila Prabhupada became annoyed and said, "It is not that because one thing is more important, the other thing is less important. Everything is important. Not that just because I say this is important to travel in a bus, now you say traveling to the temples is not important. Krishna's head is important, and Krishna's foot is important. Everything about him is important." When Prabhupada participated fully, both formally and informally, at New Vrindavan, he still carried a special burden of concern for Bombay. Although he had appointed GBC secretaries to oversee the Krishna consciousness movement in various parts of the world, he was the real GBC secretary of India. Wherever he traveled, therefore, he remained partial to those projects. He was setting the perfect example of a GBC secretary. While conscientiously tending to practical affairs, he remained always transcendental, fully dependent on Krishna and always preaching. After drafting a telegram to Giriraj or hearing of difficulties in Bombay, he would immediately return to his peaceful routine and active preaching. He would take his late morning massage, bathe, put on tilak methodically and delicately, say his Gayatri mantra with a silent composure, take his prasadam, rest for an hour, and in the evening, after a full day's activities, go into the temple room of whatever temple he happened to be in, sit on the Vyasasan and chant Jaya Radha Madhava and speak pure Krishna consciousness. September 8. After New Vrindavan, Prabhupada went to Pittsburgh, where he attended a successful engagement at a large hall, the Syria Mosque. He also met with a Catholic bishop whom he asked, quote, "Why do the Christians kill cows in slaughterhouses and thus break the commandment, thou shalt not kill?" Prabhupada had often asked this question of Christian priests and was always unsatisfied with the answer. This was no exception. In an informal gathering in his room, Prabhupada stressed outgoing preaching programs, and he advised his newly initiated sannyasis present to follow the example of their god-brother Vishnujan Swami, to travel in a bus from town to town and hold festivals and distribute books and magazines. Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita ki jai. So now we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 9, entitled The Appearance of the Demon Vritasura, text 52. Sava adhigato dadyan.
Sava Sarvam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Yadva Ashvasya Nama
Yadva Ashvasya Nama
Tayor Amaratam Vyadhat
Tayor Amaratam Vyadhat
Sava Adigato Dadhyam
Sava Adigato Dadhyam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Tayor Amaratam Vyadhat
Tayor Amaratam Vyadhat
Sava Adigato
Dhyanam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Tayor Amaratam Vyadat
Tayor Amaratam Vyadat
Sava Adigato Dhyanam
Sava Adigato Dhyanam Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Tayor Amaratam Vyadat
Tayor Amaratam Vyadat Sava Adigato Dhyanam
Sava Adigato Dhyanam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Tayor Amaratam Vyadat
Tayor Amaratam Vyadat
Sava Adigato Dadyam
Sava Adigato Dadyam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Ashvibhyam Brahmanishkalam
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Yadva Ashvashiro Nama
Tayor Amaratam
Vyadat.
Okay. Word for word. Sa.
Sa.
He. Va.
Va.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Adigataha.
Adigataha.
Having obtained.
Having obtained.
Dadyan.
Dadyan.
Dadyancha.
Dadyancha.
Ashvibhyam.
Ashvibhyam.
To the two Ashvini Kumars.
To the two Ashvini Kumars.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Spiritual knowledge.
Spiritual knowledge.
Nishkalam.
Nishkalam.
Pure.
Pure.
Yadva.
Yadva.
By which.
By which.
Ashvashira.
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 Nama.
Nama.
Named.
Named.
Tayoho.
Dayana.
Of the two.
Of the two.
Amaratam.
Amaratam.
Liberation in one's life.
Liberation in one's life.
Vyadhat.
Vyadhat.
Awarded.
Award.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. That saintly Dadyancha, who is also known as Dadichi, personally assimilated the spiritual science and then delivered it to the Ashvini Kumars. It is said that the Dhyancha gave them mantras through the head of a horse. Therefore, the mantras are called Ashvasira. After obtaining the mantras of spiritual science from Dadichi, the Ashvini Kumars became Jivan Mukta, liberated even in this life. The saintly Dadhyancha.
The saintly Dadyancha,
who is also known as Dadichi,
who is also known as Dadichi,
personally assimilated the spiritual science,
the spiritual science,
and then
delivered it
to the Ashvini Kumars.
To the Ashvini Kumars.
It is said
that
Dadyancha
gave them mantras
through the head of a horse.
Through the head of a horse.
Therefore, the mantras are called.
Therefore, the mantras are called.
Ashvashira.
Ashvashira.
After obtaining the mantras.
After obtaining the mantras.
Of spiritual science from Dadichi.
Of spiritual science from Dadichi.
The Ashvini Kumars became. Jivan Mukta.
Jivan Mukta.
Liberated even in this life.
Liberated even in this life.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The following story is narrated by many acharyas in their commentaries. This is just a paraphrase translation. The great Saint Dadichi had perfect knowledge of how to perform fruitive activities, and he had advanced spiritual knowledge as well. Knowing this, the Ashwini Kumars once approached him and begged him to instruct them in spiritual science, Brahma Vidya. Dadichi Muni replied, "I am now engaged in arranging sacrifices for fruitive activities. Come back sometime later." When the Ashwini Kumars left, Indra, the king of heaven, approached Dadichi and said, "My dear Muni, the Ashwini Kumars are only physicians. Please do not instruct them in spiritual science. If you impart the spiritual science to them, despite my warning, I shall punish you by cutting off your head." After warning Dadichi in this way, Indra returned to heaven. The Ashwini Kumars, who understood Indra's desires, returned and begged Dadichi for Brahma Vidya. When the great Saint Dadichi informed them of Indra's threat, the Ashwini Kumars replied, Let us first cut off your head and replace it with the head of a horse. You can instruct Brahma Vidya through the horse's head, and when Indra returns and cuts off that head, we shall reward you and restore your original head." Since Dadichi had promised to impart Brahma Vidya to the Ashwini Kumars, he agreed to their proposal. Therefore, because Dadichi imparted Brahma Vidya through the mouth of a horse, this Brahma Vidya is also known as Ashvashira. So because there's only two more verses, and one of them has no purport for the end of the chapter, I will finish the chapter entitled "The Appearance of the Demon Vritasura." And I'll just read the English translations and then the final purport. The Dhyancha's invincible protective covering, known as the Narayan Kavacha, was given to Tvashta, who delivered it to his son Vishvarupa, from whom you have received it. Because of this Narayan Kavacha, Dadichi's body is now very strong. You should therefore beg him for his body. When the Ashwini Kumars beg for Dadyancha's body on your behalf, he will surely give it because of affection. Do not doubt this, for Dadyancha is very experienced in religious understanding. When Dadyancha awards you his body, Vishvakarma will prepare a thunderbolt from his bones. This thunderbolt will certainly kill Vritrasura because it will be invested with my power. I'm sorry, there's one more. When Vritrasura is killed because of my spiritual strength, you will regain your strength, weapons, and wealth. Thus, there will be all good fortune for all of you. Although Vritrasura can destroy all the three worlds, do not fear that he will harm you. He is also a devotee and will never be envious of you. Purport. A devotee of the Lord is never envious of anyone, what to speak of other devotees. As revealed later, Virtasra was also a devotee. Therefore, he was not expected to be envious of the demigods. Indeed, of his own accord, he would try to benefit the demigods. A devotee does not hesitate to give up his own body for a better cause. Chanaka Pandit said, Sannimitte varam tyago vinashe niyate sati. After all one's material possessions, including his body, will be destroyed in due course of time. Therefore, if the body and other possessions can be utilized for a better cause, a devotee never hesitates to give up even his own body. Because Lord Vishnu wanted to save the demigods, Virtasura, even though able to swallow the three worlds, would agree to be killed by the demigods. For a devotee, there is no difference between living and dying, because in this life a devotee engages in devotional service, and after giving up his body, he engages in the same service in the spiritual world. His devotional service is never hindered. Thus end Bhaktivedanta purports to the ninth canto, sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Appearance of the Demon Vritasura. So, Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksuru Vinilatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Maha Ukadkarotavachalam Pangam Nangaite Girin Yatripa Tamaham Vandesi Gurum Dinatarine Vancha Kalpatri Vascha Kripa Sindhave Vacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Sattvarupa Das. Goswami Tinamine Satsvarupa Vidambande Vinitam Sarabhushanam Bhakti Grantanam Nai Punyam Bhakti Granta Shikshitam Nama Om Vishnu Pare Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Aindra Das Babaji Tinamine Namaste Shri Parandraya Nama Rasa Vidandine Nitai Janava Sadvasa Shri Radha Svarsa Sangine Nama Om Vishnu Pare Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavari Paschatya Desitarine. So, it's a little, it may sound a little bewildering that we have people having changing body parts. Surgical operations in spiritual life, and there's also actually the new chapters will explain more. The Narayan Kavacha shield that they're referring to was given to Tvashta. Tvashta, who was the father of Vishvarup, and the Narayan Kavacha shield was here in Boston. There was a court case many years ago, and we were reading every day the chapter of the Narayan Kavacha, which is further ahead. concerning, actually, no, we've passed it. And so the Narayanakavach is as a big series of mantras for protection. And we had a court case here in Boston decades ago. And so for protection, we were chanting these prayers of the Narayanakavach. And at the end of the prayers, then we would say that if Lord Krishna desires, then he could protect the temple that was under litigation. And so Krishna saved the temple, obviously. It's still here now.
What kind of court case
was it? Well, there's so many court cases. This was involving a minor who had joined the temple. And back in the early days of ISKCON, there wasn't so much discrimination. And so if someone was like 16 years old and they were very inspired to practice bhakti yoga and chant and take prasadam and do service, even if they wanted to stay in the temple, you know, overnight or for 3 days or whatever like that, then there wasn't much discrimination like that. And so this one person, devotee, she was underage, and there was a whole big controversy. But getting back to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, it's talking about Indra's threatening that if the mantras are given to the Ashwini Kumars, who are material physicians, but they wanted to get spiritual knowledge, and the person who they asked to get the spiritual knowledge from, not only did he was engaged in karmakanda, or material activities prescribed in the Vedas for materialistic persons, materialistic purposes. But also he was also knowledgeable of the science of the soul. So just like we have all the different branches of knowledge, they originally come from the Vedic culture, just like astrology and like that. So the astrology is not a spiritual science. It's a material science, but anything used in the service of Krishna can help advance and purify and spiritualize if it's done properly. But the Ashwini Kumars, they actually wanted to advance spiritually, so they were asking Dadichi for spiritual Brahma Gyan, knowledge of spirit. So there's Brahma and there's Parabrahma. So Brahma is knowledge of spirituality, and Parabrahma is superior spiritual knowledge. Specifically, Parabrahman. This Krishna is Brahma, but he's also described as Parabrahman. There's Brahman, Paramatmati, and Bhagavan realization. Realization of Krishna in his Brahman feature is the impersonal aspect of the Godhead. And then next is Paramatma realization, or the Lord in the heart, the super soul realization. So that's more advanced than the first one. Recognizing that God is personal and has a form, and then the Bhagavan realization is called Parabrahman, superior Brahman realization. So in the Vedic culture, the different terminologies such as Brahma, there's also personality who's a demigod in charge of the universe. His name is Brahma. But the generic meaning of Brahma means spirit. But then there's superior spirit. So that's Parabrahma, like paranormal, like in that material science. There's also, you know, white magic or black magic or whatever, tantras, tantra yoga, tantric, and like that. So those are material stepping stones towards the ultimate topmost platform of self-realization, which is knowledge of who we are, knowledge of our individual identity, and what what is the supreme person, and then our particular relationship as sambandha, avideya, and prayojana. Sambandha means the preliminary relationship, and so avideya means recognizing that relationship and its interaction, and then prayojana is the topmost form of that relationship, which means we know who we are, we know who Krishna is, and we interface like that. So the science of the self involves knowledge of different aspects of also material sciences are there, but like, for example, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, before he committed himself fully to spiritual life, he was a very powerful astrologer, and he wrote books on astrology before he became fully committed to bhakti yoga. Of course, his family, they were always performing Vedic Vaishnav activities and like that throughout their whole family life and childhood and like that. But when Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master fully took to Krishna consciousness, then he disregarded and he left behind his previous material knowledge of astrology. But actually the books that he wrote, those books are actually they're actually bona fide, they're actually highly scientific books that still exist. I don't know the names of the titles of the books, but I think one of them is Surya Siddhanta is one of them. Yeah, Surya is a name for the sun god, right? For the sun god, and Siddhanta means conclusion. Surya, I guess, might also mean like brilliant, blazing or brilliant, like a sun, like the sun. And the Siddhanta means conclusion. So that's one of the books that he wrote. So we're reading about Lord Indra, who's he's like a troublemaker, although he's a devotee, but it takes all kinds of devotees to make up the Hare Krishna movement. So Lord Indra, he's also Krishna's devotee, and he's a little off. He's a little off track, and so every now and then he's showing his dark side, like that. Not his true colors. Our true colors are as pure devotees, not sakama or materialistic devotees, but as devotees that are free from material desires. We may have different desires, like, for example, that are not wholly 100% directed towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, of course, Lord Nrisimhadev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without a doubt. At the same time, simultaneously, he's in the category of Vishnu. And Vishnu, as I explained on Sunday feast, Vishnu is an expansion of the original supreme personality, Lord Krishna. Just as, for example, a family man, he will expand through his family members, and there'll be children, and those children will have children, and those children will have children, and there'll be a dynasty. So the original, break down the analogy, but that one family man, because he also came from somebody else, but just in that one instant, he's the origin. In this one sense, in this one category. So children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, like that. So the original source of is Krishna, and he expands in the different Vishnu tattva, the different Vishnu expansions, like Lord Nrisimhadev. So Nrisimhadev, he's, as the term implies, he's an expansion, which means he's not the original form of Godhead. Although he is transcendental, all the forms of Krishna are supremely transcendental. But at the same time, there's categorization also. I saw a very funny comedy movie many years ago. The movie was very old. The movie was from the 1950s, and it was pretty good because it was in color. And the movie, I mean, in the 50s, they were just coming out with color movies, color film on television. And the movie was, I forgot the name of the movie, unfortunately, but it was a comedy. And the main actor of the movie, he was a contractor for a construction company. He was like a supervisor for a construction company. And he was working on site. He was disappointed because he didn't have enough family time, and so he consulted with his best friend, who happened to be a scientist. And this scientist, this is, like I said, 1950s. The scientist was he was developing what's it called, stem cell. what's called cloning, like stem cells. This is in 1950. It's like really bizarre. But anyhow, I guess the preliminary development. So he told the main character of the movie, his friend, he said, it's 10 minutes after 9. I better wrap it up. he said that, I don't have any family time. What to do? So the scientist, he said, I'm working on some special project here, and we could try it out. So he hooked up the contractor, his friend, to some wires and everything, and after different procedural steps were taken, and then like Frankenstein, he created a clone, and he looked just like him, and he had the same clothes, and so the contractor took his clone to his job, and he left the clone at work so he could go have family time with his children. And the clone, he was had the same mind and the same intelligence and the same brain and the same body, but he's a clone, which means he's not the original thing. So he was doing everything, basically normal, all the different things that he had to do on the job, telling people what to do, blah blah blah. So then the contractor, he was able to go home and be with his family, but then something happened, and the clone got into a fight with some of the workers at work. So then the contractor, he had to go take replace his clone, and he had to go back to work, and so got back to his job like that. And then I can't remember the whole movie, but anyhow, he was disappointed, and he was sad because the clone couldn't do what he wanted to do, which would be, enable him to stay home. So then he went to his friend, the scientist, again, and asked him, "Can we do it again? Can we make another clone?" And the scientist, he said, no way. This is not a good idea." But the contractor, he was determined, and so then at nighttime he went to the laboratory, and because he remembered all the steps that had to be taken to make another clone, so he made another clone. And the other clone, had the same clothes, and he talked the same way, and blah blah blah. And then so he went, took him to work. But the second clone, he was a little, because he was expanded, he's not the real person. So he had, just like the first one, actually the second clone was effeminate. He was effeminate, feminine. he was, he was the same, from the same original, prototype, but he was just a little different. So the second clone went to work, but then it was a little bit, he was still doing all the same things, at work, he knew, because he's the same from expansion, but it wasn't the same. So then there was many problems, like, again, and the contractor couldn't be with his family, and he was still disappointed and sad that he couldn't be with his family. So then he went again, and he made a third clone, and the third clone was autistic. So nothing works in the material world perfectly, even if you.
What he did the first two clones?
They were, he kept them in the house. But he kept them, you know, inside the house, and you know, the one clone, or you know, I mean, there was three clones in total, I think. And then at the end, well, the end of the movie, I can't remember the end of the movie. They doesn't matter. But the moral of the story is that you can have, you know, like, I don't know if it's appropriate to say, but you have gender and like this. And I read something that said that that sometimes, I mean, because it's a material world, nothing is perfect. So even if you change something, you know, another thing is that they want to perform the first head transplant, and it's an Italian surgeon, and you might have heard about it. So they still have a few years to go to actually, you know, perform the operation. So and this patient, he's a Russian patient. He has some very, you know, rare disease like muscular dystrophy, and he's in a wheelchair and he can't do anything, and he can't move. He can only move his eyes or something, and so he, you know, his whole body is like corrupt, and so he wants he's volunteering as a.
So he's head to a dead body.
So, I mean, you know, they do these things. They, you know, people want to play God, and Krishna, he gives them the opportunity also, because we have our desires, and Krishna, he wants everyone to be happy. Even the Krishna, he wants to help, you know, people that are not devotees. He'll give them so much power and so much money and like that. You know, so that's
situated.
Yeah, it's very touchy subject, because there's some conversation with Prabhupada and his disciples, Bhaktisrupa Damodar Maharaj and the Bhaktivedanta Institute Science Department. The soul actually, I won't get into that. I heard also that people that want to have a sex change operation, or they've had a sex change operation, and then later they realize that they're still not happy.
And what they do? They change again?
It's too late. I mean, maybe they have a reverse operation. I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe in the future. But nobody's happy. So we have to try to save the conditioned souls by giving them Krishna consciousness. We have to. So it's 20 minutes after 9. Prasadam is getting cold. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.